truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the first day of September. The prepper tip of the day, real simple, 3-word prepper tip: prepare for war. There's obviously a lot more to that, but that's just to get you going there. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff has a website. It's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. He writes at least one, sometimes 2 articles a week at jrnyquist.blog that you can subscribe to if you choose, and we do encourage you to do so. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. The world continues to move forward in very strange, bizarre manners, and the international communist conspiracy continues to get closer to their goal of controlling the planet, don't they, sir?
Yeah, it seems like nothing is stopping them so far.
Absolutely. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I wanted to ask this to Professor McCanny, but it's okay to ask Mr. Nyquist. What I wanted to bring up was this deal about the graphene. So is it possible that graphene in the human body could be activated by the EMP pulse? See, when we think of EMP pulse, we think of devices, electronic devices. But if they put graphene in the human body, how would the body respond to or react to the an EMP pulse? Do we know that? Has anybody questioned that?
Well, I don't know what everybody's done. Obviously, there's no way we can know that, and I don't have any knowledge to respond to that. Jeff, do you have any knowledge to respond to the question?
Let me ask him a question. Do you understand graphene oxide is a is something that's used in to make nanoparticles with?
Yes.
Okay. I believe, you see, nanoparticles are quite amazing. They can be configured with antennas. micro antennas so that they could receive radio signals. Having electromagnetic properties just makes them more sensitive to electromagnetic communications. So it could be any kind of electromagnetic communication from satellite or anything. And one of the things about nanoparticles that we do know is there was a paper, and I covered this on my website, an article I wrote earlier this week. There was a paper written by four Chinese scientists about how nanoparticles can be used to make nanocapsules that can contain toxins like ricin toxin. Or something even better, botulinum toxin, you know, that makes botulism. That's one nanogram per kilogram of body weight to kill you. And let's say that that is the vaccine is adulterated with that. Let's say that the Chinese made the vaccine precursor for the vaccine, and they used graphene oxide because that they can detonate it. And let's say they put botulism inside the nanocapsules in the vaccine. It requires not very much of it to trigger it. Or let's say they put a lot more in there and then they use ricin, which takes more to kill you. Ricin toxin is something they've already configured nanoparticles and theoretically to make like a cure for HIV. Where the look at the, they can, they're so clever, they can make a nanocapsule that when it reaches a cell that's infected with HIV, it will know it and it will automatically open up, release the ricin, the ricin will zap the HIV and kill it. So that is how specific it can be. That can, it can target different tissue in the body. It can do all kinds of things. These nanoparticles are just amazing. And if it's a weapon and if it's put in your blood veins and it can be triggered by a satellite, I guess what? This might be a toxin weapon.
Yeah, well, I just wondered about that because, it, you know, because if they put off an EMP pulse, it would shut down all the stuff, but it won't destroy buildings, but yet people still live through it. But if graphene's in the body, I don't know if it would affect the body to the point of, you know, maybe it would trigger one of these toxins to be released. I don't know, but it's... That's just one question I had. But another thing I want to bring up, and that has to do with this communism thing, which my understanding is the School of Frankfurt is where the Marxism was established in 1918. And was, and that's what's coming at us, I think, is Marxism. You know, it's all, it's different. All the isms are coming at us, the bad ones. But it's Marxism. And so as one example, John, I'm here in Philadelphia, and there's the School of, you know, University of Pennsylvania is an Ivy League school. And I've been through the campus many, many, many times. And the last several years, what I noticed is as you walk through the campus and see all the students, most of the people you pass by are either Chinese or Indian. So how does that happen? Does that mean that we Americans and the white folks and the others aren't as smart as the Chinese or the Indians? I say we're that we're just as smart, but it's who controls the gates at the University of Pennsylvania. Who's the registrar? Well, if people look into this, they'll find out a certain group is high up in that organization. They're also high up in Harvard. They're also high up in Yale. They're keeping us out, and they're letting them in, the enemy. Okay. Another thing
I need to correct you here, Mark. The average Asian IQ runs about 10 points higher than the average Caucasian IQ. So on the average, they are in fact smarter. And part of the culture is to, the parents are very tough on their children when it comes to studying. The children of these Asian parents are not stuck on using their thumbs on social media and doing the silliness that American children do. So they have a higher IQ, they work harder, and they perform better. And in fact, many universities are looking at cutting down the number of Asians they allow because if they max out the tests that are given to enter these universities. It's not a matter of the universities doing something to let more of them in. It's a matter of the Asians outperforming the Caucasians. And Jeff, you got any follow-up there, sir?
Yeah, look, it's North Asians that have an average IQ that's higher than our average IQ. But let me tell you something. The dumbest people in the world are white males, and the smartest people in the world are white males. The fact is that we have a different bell curve than Asians do. They're closer to the average. Their bell curve is not as wide as ours. See, it's in the tail of the bell curve, the upper tail, that all the geniuses exist.
And in both Asians and Caucasians, both.
Yeah, that's both, except the tail for Caucasians is much bigger than that is for Asians. We have more geniuses than they do. It's just another statistical fact. So when you're talking about people who are really super bright, the smartest people in the world, it's weighted towards Europeans.
Okay? That's where the patents come from. Yeah. Look at where the patents are issued.
And it's because the people who are – look, there's every race has super geniuses, but the because we have more idiots, we also have more geniuses. Okay? That's our average balance. Okay, everything isn't the famous psychologist Carl Jung said. He said statistics is basically not the right way to look at humanity, because you can have a room full of people who average 6 feet, but there are a bunch of midgets and NBA players. There's nobody 6 feet in the room. The average might be six feet, but there's nobody there anywhere near it, right? So you're going to get a misunderstanding of the individuals. And see, it's with us, it's all about individuals. We're much more individually inclined because we have more, there's more differentiation. The people in Europe are more different from each other, whereas in northern China and Japan and Korea, people are more similar to each other. That is, everybody's closer to the average, and their average is higher. But so that's an important thing to understand. Now, what you said about universities, look, why there aren't more white males in universities, they're not really – look, they're taught feminism. They're taught egalitarianism. Why does a really super bright Caucasian male want to be in a university where he is told he is a sexist and he is a racist and that his intelligence is not really appreciated? Why would he even want to be there? They go there a year or less, or he hears about it from his friends. He doesn't want to go there.
Well, here's what I'd like to bring up, and that's this, John. I don't appreciate you telling basically what you're saying is that we are not as smart as they are. Well, here's the thing. They had to steal all of our stuff and copy it. And by the way, to the degree they copy it, they even copy the mistakes of some of the flaws in the designs. I know this from engineers that have been over to China and seen what they do. Okay, so the thing is, that was the excuse that the Clintons used to open up the superhighway for Indians to come over here on the H-1B visa program. So, because they're smarter than we are. We just don't have enough smart people. I beg to differ, okay? So, don't knock the white race. Don't knock us. Okay, and by the way, I happen to be from the German clan. My ancestry is German. And the best engineers on the planet Earth are Germans. Automobile, the rockets, all kinds of things. Very far advanced technically. So please don't knock us, John. We don't need to be knocked at this moment in time. What I'm trying to clarify is that some people have allowed these people to come over. Who is that? Who controls the high levels of our institutions? I'll tell you, they've been infiltrated, and there's a certain group that controls it, okay? And so I don't know why you counter this, John, because this is an infiltration that's happened over time, and I'm right here. I'm experiencing it. You're out there in St. Louis, okay? One of the power centers of the Klan that's doing some bad shit on planet Earth is the power center is Philadelphia. The other one's in St. Louis, okay? The communications company that was right down the street from Monsanto, which was infiltrating and had infiltrated and was spying on Americans through our telecommunications network from the 70s. Surely you know about that. So the thing is, this is an inside job from the higher, we've been infiltrated at higher levels, and they're the ones that control the gates and control the decisions. and make, you know, so that's what I'm saying. So, you know, and now, and so, and but of course, this group over there would never attack us, right? We're their bestest buddy allies. We're sending them gobs of money. And they had absolutely nothing to do with us pulling out of Afghanistan. I guarantee you that they do. I think they do because they want to destroy us from within so they can come over and you know, they can take over. Okay?
Who is this group that wants to come in and take over?
Mossad. By deception, we shall do war. What?
In your dreams. Mossad couldn't take over anything.
Really? I know they can't by themselves. There's not enough of them, but they have to get the subgroups to go along with them. That's the ones behind all of this. My sense of it is the Mossad is president of the United States. My understanding
of course
is the Mossad does have...
It's a fancy to think they could take over the United States. Jeff, do you think the Mossad has any ability to take over the United States through any means?
No, the Mossad's infiltrated by the Russians and the communists. It can't do any of that. And the mistake this guy's making is that look, Hitler had this idea, but he did it as a political trick, as a political parlor trick. The anti-Semitic theory that the Jews control the world and all these groups, that's been disproven. It's all part of a very old bunch of canards that go back to the head of Napoleon's secret police. This isn't really the – look – Engels and Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto in 1848. Marx was ethnically Jewish, but he was raised a Christian. Engels wasn't Jewish. Lenin wasn't Jewish. He was raised in a Christian home. Lenin modified Marx, took over the Soviet Union, Russia, took over Russia, formed the Soviet Union. It wasn't the Frankfurt School didn't start it. The Russian Revolution and Lenin and his partners stole it. Stalin, another guy who wasn't Jewish either, took it over when Lenin had died in 1924. The fact is that a guy named Willie Munzenberg, who was a millionaire, a communist millionaire, he thought of the idea that became the Frankfurt School. He said, you have to take over. There was another fellow who was Hungarian who also was there. They said, look, we want to make the revolution less bloody, so if we can educate people in a certain way, they won't revolt, and we won't have to put them against the wall and shoot them all when we take over. So they started trying to shift people's education, the long march to the institutions. So the Russians, people like Khrushchev, went along with it, said, yeah, this is going to work. Your grandchildren will live under communism, said Khrushchev. Khrushchev wasn't Jewish either, by the way. Neither are any of the Chinese communists who are dominating the communist movement right now. And neither are the Black Lives Matter people who were Chinese Marxist trained. They're not Jewish either. So you got to understand, communism is a new religion, and it's not Judaism. Communism is an atheistic religion that doesn't believe in a God. It doesn't come out of religion. It comes out of the philosophy of materialism.
Yeah, well, I don't the ones that are calling themselves the Jews, I don't think that they're the real deal. I think they're artificial. And that's has to do with the connection back to the Khazarian mafia.
Just do yourself a favor, don't read conspiracy books. Read widely, read good books, read classics, read great minds. Don't read the small-minded conspiracy people.
You mean like Cicero? How about Tacitus? You ever read Tacitus?
Yeah, that's fine. Tacitus and Cicero, but they
didn't. Yeah, well, Cicero. Cicero didn't say there was a Jewish conspiracy. Excuse me. Let's remember what Cicero said about the ones that infiltrate. Those are the ones to fear. Those are the ones to
find.
Right.
Well, Cicero was talking about the Catilinarian conspiracy. That was a group of Roman aristocrats. They weren't Jews.
Okay. Well, we covered this thoroughly enough. We got a break coming up. Mark, we do thank you for your call. We had a break coming up. Let's start with our next caller here, Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff. Hold on, Jeff. Here's our break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 1st of September. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale going on right now, the more units you get, the more money you save at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, people can subscribe to your articles that you write. Let people know how they can do that, please.
Yeah, it's jrnyquist.blog. And at the bottom of every article, you'll see a place where you can subscribe. You can hit it's a voluntary subscription. It supports my work. It allows me to keep writing and researching. And I hope you'll enjoy reading it too. There's videos and other materials there. I've got most of my articles are very well researched with a lot of footnotes and links. So definitely.
I like footnotes. I really like footnotes. Our next caller is Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff, you hit the nail on the head with that last caller right on. Now, Jeff, here is the news of the day. The other day, Donald J. Trump was on with Dan Bell of OAN News, and he says another 9/11 is coming. In light of what we did in Afghanistan by pulling all those troops out the way that we did, I'm telling you something, the Afghans have a whole bunch of our weapons, and I can see 9/11's coming. I can see, because I believe explosives brought down the World Trade Center, I can see the same thing coming to Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. using C4 explosives. It could be done easily. The Hancock Tower in Boston could be brought down easily, along with other structures in America. And you know what? It is the Chinese, Russian, and the Islamic Iron Hand that's going against America, not the Jews and not the Mossad. Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We've got a lot of enemies. And, of course, they're going to want to bring more Muslims here to this country. And the problem is that the Quran it teaches that there is one nation, and that is the nation of Islam, and that's the appropriate nation for Muslims to belong to, not to America, not to some European country. And, of course, so they can't ever, if they're true Muslims, they can't ever really be Americans in the sense that you and I are.
You're right.
And that is a problem that we have to have a discussion about that. And
I have a wrap-up question because I got to go. What can we really do about this problem? It seems like we as Americans are absolutely helpless to do anything about it. The powers to be are just running roughshod over the rights of the people. In other words, would conservatives have to leave the blue states, live in the red states, and split the country up into two camps and rerun for the hills and bunker down? In other words, are we completely screwed as a country? I'll hear your answers off air. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Go ahead,
well,
Jeff.
We're in trouble, of course. Look, in a lot of places, if you're not a Marxist, you're not on the left, you're disempowered. You know, the institutions are controlled. We have to straighten out the corruption problem, the election problem, the culture problem. We have allowed them to take over our culture. We thought, when I was in graduate school, the professor said, you don't belong here. You're a conservative. You shouldn't be at the university. You need to start a business. You need to be an entrepreneur. You don't belong here. See, they've taken over the cultural institutions and said that we ought to be out there working and making money. Now they control the government. They're going to take our money away from us. They're going to totally disempower us. And they're going to gaslight us with all their Marxist lies. And we can't allow them to do that. They don't get to dictate to us because they claim they're smarter and they know. They don't. They're not smarter. They don't know. It's their religion. That's what they've come to believe in. But it's not true. Marxism is not true, and we need to oppose it. Because if we don't oppose it, they're going to bring a kind of Soviet Union here, and we're going to go through the Ukraine famine, and it's going to be conservative Americans, patriotic Americans, who are going to be the ones that are going to be starved to death.
All right. We got about an hour break coming up. We'll get started with our next caller, JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP.
Hello, gentlemen. Great topic today. I love the energy. How you guys doing?
Real good. What's in your mind, JP?
Well, I wanted to bring up some topics. I just want to respectfully disagree with Jeff, even though I love Jeff's work. I read all his Epoch Times articles, and I've been a fan for a while. But I grew up in Chicago. I watched the Marxist takeover of our public schools in the 90s. I also became a teacher at University of Wisconsin and around the turn of the millennium. And I watched firsthand the Asians and the Indians come in. And being part of the education department, I asked specifically why were so many Asians there. And this is one of the Big Ten schools up north in Madison, literally 50% Asian. And they told me, money. The Asians and the foreign students paid three times the tuition. It's all about money. They were paying three times the amount, and that's why they let them in.
Amazing.
Money.
Absolutely amazing.
All the money.
That's great. Great comment, JP. We appreciate the call. We got 5 minutes break. We'll be right back. See you.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Labor Day sale is in effect right now on energy cleaners. I know people have been waiting for this. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you'll pay full price. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just get that order in before midnight, Monday, the 6th day of September. If you're mailing a check, be sure it's postmarked before midnight the 6th to take advantage of the sale. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at amazon.com. And it looks like our next caller is Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I've got two things for Jeff. The first one is I'm currently doing a document on one of the Hong Kong democracy icons, who is actually a co-founder of the Hong Kong Democratic Party. And apparently, when I was doing some research, in 2010, during a by-election in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Democratic Party actually compromised with the Chinese Communist Party. And this led to a lot of people suspecting who the Hong Kong Democratic Party was loyal to. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Who the Hong Kong... Say that again, who the Hong Kong Democratic Party is.
In 2010, during a by-election in Hong Kong, which involved five constituencies, apparently the Hong Kong Democratic Party decided to compromise with Beijing on some kind of election reform. And this led to disappointment within the Hong Kong public towards the Hong Kong Democratic Party.
Yeah, I don't really have a comment on that.
Okay, the second thing is, I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on the grand solar minimum. During these last few days, in the area where New Zealand and Australia is situated, Antarctic cold actually made it quite far up north to New Zealand and Australia. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
You've had some low temperatures in New Zealand?
Yes.
And this is the end of your winter, right?
Yes.
So what kind of temperatures have you had? Now, New Zealand, you usually have pretty mild weather there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the grand solar minimum. So how cold did it get? What kind of temperatures did you see?
We, in the South Island, we had at least -1 to -4.
You had -1 degrees in the South Island?
Yeah.
This is not Fahrenheit. This is
Celsius.
Celsius, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Right. So it went below freezing, and it's not normal for this time of year for the South Island.
No, not normal at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that would be like, you know, being 30 degrees, you know, in Los Angeles or something. It's not that far off, but it's, you know, it's not normal. We're going to really see the colder temperatures in a few years. But right now what's happening with the grand solar minimum is that the jet stream is fluctuating. So you're going to get cold Arctic, or in Alex's case, Antarctic air coming to latitudes it doesn't usually come to. You can get warm tropical air moving, like in the northern hemisphere, further north than normal. And you can have these patterns where some areas get flooding and other areas get drought because the jet stream has moved off of its usual pattern, because that's what happens when the sun does this. So this is what's really important here to remember. It's what it does to crops. We've lost a lot of grain crops in the United States because of the drought in the western states. We've lost, we were going to lose a lot of beef. A lot of cattle are going to die because the grasslands have dried up. You got China, they are not going to be able to feed their own people this year again, second year in a row, because of the flooding in China. So that's kind of an example. You've got freezes in Brazil. You've got, well, that's a freeze down where you are. Alex, do they have winter crops down there in New Zealand?
I think we do, but
like
the
citrus
year,
or something? Yeah.
Yeah, we do, yes.
See, that can destroy citrus crops and so on. So the real problem is that because the weather is so erratic, you're going to get a loss of crops, whether it's in more equatorial areas like Brazil or like in New Zealand that are mild temperatures, or the western United States where you're getting a drought, China where you're getting flooding, flooding in Germany, for example. So there's not enough grain to make up the shortfall for China, probably. And the Chinese are going to have to use up their grain supplies. We don't know how much of that they have. So this is really pushing the Chinese to the edge, because one more year like this, and who knows, maybe they can't feed everybody. So that's why that's important.
The third and final thing I got for Jeff, I think today, actually, I think you might know who I mean by Adapt 2030. Today he did a live stream on YouTube on the Grand Solar Minimum. Today he actually did warn that he believes that, I think in the at least a few years' time, the food situation will become critical due to the Grand Solar Minimum, and he believes that there could be an international conflict over the food supply. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on this.
Yeah, well, this is in history. You go back, you can go back to the second millennium where there was something happened to the weather, and you had every, the Egyptians were the only civilization, civilized empire in the Middle East and that actually managed to just barely survive. The Hittites, the one that was in the Fertile Crescent, the civilization there, they got wiped out by groups of people migrating south looking for food. And of course, you've had barbarians invade China and India over the centuries. You had the Vikings coming down, invading lands to the south. You had this, the Romans got invaded by an army from what is presently today Denmark, of 100,000 people came down looking for some warm land towards the beginning of the first century BC. And they wiped out like four or five Roman armies before they stopped them. But you will have people moving where there's food and looking for land. And you've got we've got a problem here. We got 1.4 billion Chinese, and they are armed to the teeth. They're the most armed country in the world right now. And they're also very sophisticated in the way they've infiltrated and the way they've spread Marxism to us.
Heads up here, gentlemen, that's a good time. The 200 aircraft that were left behind in Afghanistan, they had a highly sophisticated military use only type of transponder that identifies these aircraft to the NORAD and other American units as being friendly aircraft. My belief, I don't have evidence, my belief is the Chinese now have these 200 special transponders in their custody to make use of, and also to reverse engineer. How about that, Jeff?
It's a disaster.
So these 200 transponders could be placed in Chinese military aircraft and flown across any border of the United States, east, west, north, south. NORAD will identify those aircraft as being friendly aircraft, and no response will be made.
Yeah, it sounds bad. And given the kind of leadership we have, they might even ignore the fact that they've lost those aircraft now. And so why bother worrying about it? Right?
Hey, Alex, you got anything else for us, sir?
That's all I have, Chief and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Yeah, there's been a much to do about the airplanes, the armored vehicles, the guns left behind. It's the technology is what makes the difference. And the technology that the Chinese now have, and the Chinese, of course, have been working with the Taliban for years. They've been mining the rare earth minerals in Afghanistan for a number of years in direct cooperation with the Taliban. So the technology is the real key to future events, I believe. Jeff, how about you?
Well, if they haven't already stolen it from us through other venues, yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, there's so many things, so many dimensions of what's going on, it's impossible for one person to even keep track. It's, you know, communism is a global movement. They exist in every country. It isn't just China. It isn't just Russia. It isn't just Cuba, Venezuela, etc. They're advancing on every continent. There's so many political parties, so many stories, so many revolutions, and you just can't possibly even encompass it. One person cannot even grasp what's been happening globally.
It's difficult. You're right, Jeff. So what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, the Afghanistan situation is pretty much in the news right now. The fact that we gave this up, and the fact that, are we going to hold anybody accountable here? Is there going to be any accountability for these blunders? And why did they happen? Why did we allow our aircraft to fall into the enemy's hands? And why wasn't it organized better? Why did they so quickly disintegrate their military? And so what were we doing there all these years? Were we just the $1 trillion we supposedly spent? Where did it go? Who got it? Where are we going to have an accounting here?
Well, it's a good question. I don't see accounting happening, since the people who would be looking into it, the Department of Justice is an executive branch agency, and they're controlled by the communist in the White House. So I don't see that happening. I don't have high hope for the International Court either. Do you, sir?
No, I don't have hope in those kind of institutions. No, I don't.
No, I didn't think so. No, I've seen them do very little of any consequence for decades. We do have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, my prepper tip today, as you heard at the beginning of the show, is prepare for war. That's a very all-encompassing statement, isn't it, sir? Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I say prepare for war is a very all-encompassing statement, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is an all-encompassing statement. It is all-encompassing, and people have to realize that we think everything's covered, but the thing is, war always starts with ideas and with what you're fighting for and what everything amounts to. And the problem is that we have not understood who our enemy is. We've not understood what his ideology or his ideas are. And we have not sought to oppose those ideas. So we've got people in our country who are even in charge who agree with our enemy and what our enemy wants to do, rather than to take a patriotic position and be in favor of our side. So our own people aren't even on our own side, which is just extremely frustrating.
It is very frustrating. And, well, we're doing what we can to reach out and educate and inform people every week, aren't we, sir?
Yes, we are.
And doing what we can. It's quite an education at jrnyquist.blog. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go there. I encourage you to buy Jeff's books at Amazon. 6 books, 3 he authored, 3 more he co-authored, available at Amazon.com. Our next caller here, Jeff, is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I think that Iran has a nuclear bomb. They never would let people inspect like they should. And I was looking at the rocket launchers, the pictures the Taliban had. I thought it might be some old ones that we lost years ago. But Iran has actually got a factory making rocket launchers that look just like that one picture of that guy with a rocket launcher. And I just really think that they have a bomb, but what they can do is not much to start a war and hope that the rest of the world helps them. I got anything to say?
Well, they have lots of military equipment, and it's pretty scary looking. I'm not sure what kind of response you're looking for here, Pat.
No, I just people just think, ha ha ha. They that's ridiculous. They couldn't have a bomb, but I just never would let the inspectors look at anything. So, oh well, I threw it out there. I wish that it, I mean, you know, the people around, they're just like we are, but that's not the Ayatollahs. So I guess we need a lot of prayer.
Excellent. Prayer is very powerful. We need lots of prayer, Pat. I agree absolutely. Jeff, you got any follow-up on Pat's statements there?
Well, you know, we don't really have a nuclear weapons manufacturing base right now. We're trying to rebuild it because in the 1990s we tore it all down. They can assemble nuclear weapons in labs, but we don't really have... I mean, Pakistan has a greater nuclear weapons manufacturing base than we do right now.
That's pretty scary. That's pretty scary. Here's our last break. Pat, thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bayonets.
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, you've got about 2.5-3 minutes here to put out the most important information that you want to put out this week, sir.
Well, I expect to have some more information about what's going on in Afghanistan this week. And so people should go to my site, jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. And there you can buy my books. I'm offering The Origins of the Fourth World War. It's really expensive if you want to buy it online, used copy. I still have 400 copies in my closets in my basement. And they're still in the plastic wrap, and I'm selling them for $25 a piece. So you can go there and get that, or you can order The Fool and His Enemy on Amazon, and you can get that there. And there's other books of mine also on Amazon, Red Jihad, The New Tactics of Global War. But The Fool and His Enemy and The Origins of the Fourth World War are the two that you really should read. Origins of the Fourth World War are my original notes that I put together starting in 1987, and pretty much had it completed before the fall of the Soviet Union, and then just sort of touched it up afterwards. And it was published finally in 1998 was the first edition, and the second edition is what I've got here, the 1999 edition. So it's it really is, it's amazing, because I kind of saw that this is where things were going, you know, 34 years ago, and I wrote it all down. And anything where you see something that's coming, because you might want to see that yourself, because now we're here. And it was foreseeable. This wasn't rocket science. Communism is a real movement. It's like a religion. It's trying to take over the planet. They're in your schools. They're in your government. They're in your church. Oh, yeah, they're there. And they don't call themselves communists because they know better. They have different ways to describe themselves. They're progressives. They're anti-racist. They're for women. They're against imperialism. They're for the planet. They've got all these other slogans. They won't admit to you what they are, but it's Marxism.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. A clear and present danger to the entire planet, not just the United States, right, Jeff?
It's in every country, and it's a threat to everyone. Because the society they want to build is not going to be humane, and it doesn't work, and it will kill an enormous number of people, and it will destroy the lives of many of those that aren't killed.
Well, let's keep in mind that these same people, they murdered 50 million of their own Chinese people to achieve their goal, and what will they do to us? Jeff, thank you, sir. Have a great next week. Appreciate it, sir. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.